It's fuzzy, but let's give it a minute and see if I have to fix it. Okay. We left off. I want to run through a few nekudot in the Gemara here. We're still talking about the Rava's Gimel Midot Bekatan. What were his three Midot Bekatan? Swerve is Orkel, Egos, and Notlo, Zokal, Atko, Bein, Zokal, Akherim. This is not a Chiddush. This we already know. Sabbathalim days, all the various Amorim there agreed that at this age he is Zokha La'atzmo. Tosfot asks a question here. Tosfot says, Shorv Zoko, Shorv Zorko, Zokha La'atzmo, Ve'im Tomar, Ve'atznan Ve'misha Meis. Zokha La'kotna means Zokha La'goto. Okay, this is not the Halacha L'maisa. This is a day in the Mishnah and Misha Meis that is not familiar to us from our everyday halachic practices. We task in that may ikar hadin there's zochel l'adam shelo b'panach. That Mishnah seems to assume that no, may ikar hadin there is no zochel l'adam shelo b'panach. It was only a takana made in the chorits that may ikar hadin there wasn't that they made the opposite. It's only a takana made for people who are stuck, and therefore for a gadol there's no zochel l'adam shelo b'panach. So you can give it to him directly, only for. For if I want to give Amy a present, I have to give it him directly. Only for a cotton, if I can't give directly, so there's no choice. So they were attacking Zechia Shalom and Zechia for a cotton. What does that imply? That again, not that it would be possible. There's Zechia for everyone, Me'ikra did. But that implies that that Me'ikra did a cotton cannot receive a present himself. That's why they're attacking Zechia. So it's a Mefurish Mishnah that cotton can't receive a present himself. So that's against right here. It says Gimel Midot, he can't receive it himself. So Tosfot gives two answers. Says Tosfot, answer number one: Yesh Lomar Dehasam Mi Pach Bepach Mikan. That Mishnah was less than Sorv and Zorko. It goes, well, that man six-fold cotton. Six-fold cotton can't be Mikal the Matana himself. But what if you want to give him Matana? You know, his grandfather wants to give him money put aside for college or whatever. So you can use a fiyal de akar, no problem. The second answer, you know, it's making you know, kinta and what kata means in that Mishnah, but logically it makes perfect sense. The second answer is inami because you chalip into a mavkin. No, when we say tshorva zorko, it goes with notlo is zocha la'atzmo. That's zocha la'atzmo if you give it into his hand, but kinin chalipin doesn't work for a katan. And therefore, since what is the mission in what are we saying about the mission above Basra? Most matanos people make in real life, you can't always give it to someone's hand. You know, there are things that are put away in a storehouse. There are, you know, there's real estate. There's things that it's not always so poshut to give something. We're not talking about giving a toy for his birthday. We're talking about real finance. And therefore, people usually did it through Kenyan Khalipin in the old days. But a katan, even if it's Torv Zorko, Egez Manolo cannot do a kinyan chalipin. Why? She'ein Mabkin, he doesn't understand. He doesn't have enough das to understand kinyan chalipin, because kinyan chalipin is much harder than, let's call it kinyan yad slash mashicha, etc. If I give him a 200 shekel bill in his hand, then he understands it. Now he has it. If I say, you know, give me your, you know, three etzbos by three etzbos portion of your shirt. And I'll grab it in my hand, and with that, we'll do a Kenyan Chalipin. Then that's very abstract, and the Katan doesn't understand. And that's why they were making on hand to allow Zechia, a Gadol, to do it for him. So basically, we have this, what's Muchach, seemingly at least, Muchach from the Mishnah in Bava Basra, from the David Ol Paskin like. But look, this part should be accepted, which is that Katan Eino Zocha La'atzmo. So one answer is Tosfos and other Rishonim say, Okenta, that it's talking about Pachos, Mitzvor, Vizorko, Egos, Vinotlo, and it's a big Okenta, but Shalom al Yisrael. The second answer, which is also Tosfos and the other Rishonim, Okenta, Demairi, Be, King, and Chalipin. And what's the Chiddush? There is here a Chiddush Ladin. The Chiddush Ladin is, there's no Chiddush Ladin in the first answer. That's just a chiddush be'okenta. Here, it's a very small chiddush be'okenta. Most matanos are kinyan sudar. The chiddush then is that katan ain't no tumah be'kinyan sudar. But here, there are many different formulations in the Rishonim as to exactly why a katan is not tumah be'kinyan sudar. All right. You know what? We're just going to have to give it a minute. Let's give it 5 minutes, see if it stays better. Why? So there are a few different formulations here in the Rishonim. If you look at the parallel Rishonim here, Tosfos says, Eino Mamkin, it's too hard to understand. The Rashba has two different possibilities. Says the Rashba, Tirtza betosos, Dazim Katan, Sheino Mamkin, Mitor Legos. Okay, that's the first sense. Vinami, Bikinian Sudar, Sheino Dat Lahabkin, Kinian Talibe Sudar. He's not able to understand it. Vinami came in the Kaimel on the Kona and the Kalev Shalkona, Eino Das Lahaknos, Kalev, Achia Gila, Onus Haputos, Vaib Shaloigia, La Onas. Ha-pe-utos. So here we have two different formulations. One is Tosfos and the Rashba. Eino Maven Kinyan Sudar. He doesn't understand. But then we have another formulation of the Rashba. The Rashba has his second formulation is Inami. He says, ah, Eino Yochol. Lehaknos asudar. After all, to do a kinyan sudar is kinyan chalipin, right? I give you my sudar, and in exchange, you give me, a horse or a treasure or a farm or a house or what have you. So the katan is zochel atzmo. He's kona, but he can't be machna. Obviously, he can't give things away at that age, and that's why they needed to make. That's why he can't do kinyan sudar. It's fascinating that Tosos did not answer this, right? Tosos did not answer this. The Rashba is two days. He didn't think, why isn't this such a pashut answer? So Lachora, there's another topic now. Like we're not going to get into this now. Legamre, we're going to be Miramis at certain things, but there's a fundamental Chakira as to what's the nature of Kinyan Sudar and Kinyan Chalipin. You know, is it fundamentally trading? Just, you know, we make a legal fiction that we're trading a Sudar for a house, etc. Or is it more of just a symbolic act? That has to do with the Gemara in Daf Yomi learners here. Anyone here learn Daf Yomi? Remember recently Rav Nachman and maybe Rav Ashi had a machlokas about Kinyan Sudar. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. It's not nice of me. But they had a big machlokas here about Kinyan Sudar in the Sugya of Matnas Beis Choron. Which would make it on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis in Masechet Zadar at the end of the fifth parak. Rav Nachman says Sudar is Kni Almanas Lahaknos is not really a permanent kinyan. You don't actually give the Sudar nowadays. Rabbi often gives the pen at the Chasana as a permanent gift. Rashi says no. Yemer di Tavs Lo Meifes. No, you could keep the Sudar. Meaning, can the guy keep the Sudar? Right. So Rav Nachman says, oh, of course, the guy can't keep the Sudar. It's just a symbolic act. Rashi says, no, of course, keep the suitor. It's not usually to give it back. But if he wants to be like that, then he can. So what are they seem to argue? How serious is giving the suitor? Do you really give away the suitor? And it's about Lotus Shona, who we pass like there. Do you really give away the suitor? Or is it just a symbolic handing over of the suitor? That seems to be what's going on here. This opinion, meaning there seems to be some oneness about Kinyan Sudar here. / Chalipin, right? Okay, Joel will tell me that maybe they're two different things. They sent her a time in a few places, but I said we're not getting into it now.
I haven't seen Mr. Cole that Chuba Barashlo, a guy who brought his wife into a dress, and he said he's buying her a dress, but they didn't do any Kinyan. And then afterwards, the Kona wanted the money, and he said, I changed my mind. And the Rashba passing, so that was the Kinyan Sudar. There's nothing here at that without.
Ah, okay. That's a big Kiddush. That's Too many life lessons for all of us there. We're not getting into it. I'm not stepping in a minefield. But the here we seem to be, what's the Kiddush? Here we seem to be saying that it is a, you really makne the sudar, which would make it seem more like a real trade. Well, in this day, we seem to be saying, after all, why didn't Tos give that answer? It's obvious that the katan, I mean, we know he can't buy things for money. That's only until Pautos. We know at this age he can't buy things for money. If I want to give him something as a present, he's Zohar Latzmo. If I want to sell him something for 100 shekel, he cannot give me the 100 shekel because he doesn't have das to give away 100 shekel. So why don't they just answer he doesn't have das to give away sudar? The answer is he's not giving away the sudar. Right? So maybe, which is really my hope that I'm arrived, not really maknan. The sudar, and these are really perhaps two different ways of looking at it. Again, all this, give me a second, could be the longest fundamental way of looking at it or just a practical evaluation of how people think, but it's not a real trade. Maybe they're arguing whether it's a real trade or whether it is not a real trade. You could go so far as to say that that is somewhat lishitasam of what the first answer does answer. After all, the first answer also thinks it's really hard to have an assuming the two answers argue. It's hard to understand it. Second answer says, maybe it's not so hard to understand it. Well, if it's a real trade, it's not so hard to understand. If it is not a real trade, just a symbolic act, then it's very hard to understand. So also here, we're assuming that, that A, by not giving that obvious answer, they're assuming one thing, and B, that Kalipin is, needs more das than at least many other kinyanim, and that might be because it's very abstract, it's just a symbolic act. Again, there's a mesor from Rechaim that the Rav told us that Chalipin, really the act is not significant at all, it's just purely a context in which to you can have strong da'as, and there are many kinyanim that are tied to that, which we're not going to get into now. So again, the role of what is handing over the sudar seems to be a controversy between his two answers, and how much das do you need for chalipin? How hard is it to understand, or how much is it das versus masda? Also, could be controversial between his two answers. Let me just point out there's a third answer as to why a katan's not kona b'chalipin. If you look in the Ritva here, he says, of a das rabosenu, he's not necessarily answering this question. But inter alia, he is answering this question. And the Ron uses it to answer, use the Ritva to answer this question without quoting my name. It says, a katan can't really be konev. We know the dark ekanav cloud. He can't, he's not the dark ekanav, he's not chazaka. I feel metalkal nami in a zokal dorshing tachas yado, but chalipin lo shall ain't a dark ekanav cloud or liknos lulahaknos. A katan is not in dark yekna. This sort of a vizorko egos benoglo doesn't have dark yekna. It's only what's in his hand. I mean, he's not just excluding chalipin. He's excluding, Tosos might agree with this for all I know. But the Ritva is explicit. He's excluding chalipin and everything but holding something in your hand. Chalipin, chazaka, kesef, which might have another problem not being able to hand over the kesef, dar, agav, and that's what the Ron says here. The Ron uses the Ritva just happens to say it because Agamorcha, the Ron used it to answer this question from Abasar. He says, Davka metaplam davka shegia liyodo, but not any hakna cheres like Agam and Chalipin. Why? Because any old day of a dark hakna aklal. The Ron is the Makai, even Plutos don't hold dark hakna, which is a big finish, but at least for here, says the, right? For all we know, maybe this is what they meant, but they don't say it, but says the Ritva and the Ron, no. Eino maven bidarke haknaa klal v'konet rak et ma shebiyado mamish. Meaning, they're not saying chalipin is hard to understand. They're saying, look, all kinyanim are relatively hard to understand if it's not mamish in your hand. And when we said that this katan is zoche, he's only zoche the kinyan. And what's his, the chiddush is that, you know, all kinyanim need more da'as than Kinyan Yad. Okay, Yesh La'ayin, what's included in Yad, maybe in his chatzer, maybe if he's Mosheich, but he has to like physically take possession. We're not getting into this, we're not learning Kinyanim. You know, is this just a limited observation about how to kind of understand? Is this something more fundamental? You know, both here and here. This could be just a limited observation about the psychology of Ketanim, or it could be something more fundamental that maybe there's always a Das and a Maisa in Kinyanim. Maybe in some Kinyanim, the Maisa is Iker. After all, I'm holding my hand, it's naturally mine. The Das is just its Nai. In other Kinyanim, the Das is this, or is Iker. The Maisa is just the way to concretize that. Okay, I'm going to leave it as an open question whether these, let's put a little asterisk for the open question, is this a local observation that Hakatanim think, or is this a more general observation that the balance between Dice, Das, and Maisa, even when a Gundel does the Kenyan? We'll leave that as an open question, Carol.
If it's an abstraction, so we don't make
it. The whole point is the Yato, right? In a Hanami, that would make something limited to a Kata.
Is this helping us define what Das is? Is it always a link between Das and Malchanis? Like that's our definition of Das?
I don't know if that's our definition of Das. It's a good question. I see the apple don't fall far from the tree in terms of interesting fundamental definitions of Das. Baruch Hashem. It's a good question. The answer is I'm not sure. I just want to point out that Ktsos here has an Einbaum. A clever sounds like a bad word. A nice word. Says the Ktsos here, he... Interestingly, obviously, all these Rishonim don't agree with the Ktsos because they give more pedestrian answers, right? I mean, the most of the two answers are pedestrian answers. The interesting thing is just the sub-formulation of exactly why you can't do Kali. But says the Ktsos, based on my Bart from two and three maybe Shiurim ago, this is not a Kash in the first place. What's the Ktsos's Bart? If you remember the Ktsos's Bart, the Ktsos says, the whole concept of a katan being zocha, even himself, is only because of zachim ladav shol b'fanav. Right? That was the Ktsos's chiddush. That he's been dyke in the Rambam and from the Yad Ramah, although I don't know why I put the Yad Ramah. I thought he was a little more explicit. He put the Rambam in the Yad Ramah, and I wanted to other Rishonim in the story of, it was Rabbanan, I think, in Basar Daf Mem Aleph, who say that zachim ladav shol b'fanav. If you have Das Kone, you don't need Das. If you have Das Makta, you don't need Das Kone. So what did he say? Even if I put in the Katan's hand, I'm using Zochem Ladim Shlo B'Fano, because I'm providing the Das when he's not here. So then he says, now the Gemara of Avasra makes perfect sense. He says that it's not that a Katan can't be Zoh for himself, therefore they're attacking Zafia, right? Says the Ktsos. He says, no. Reread the Mishnah in Baba Basra. It's not that since the Kata can't be Zochim for himself when we're attacking Zochim on Shalapanav. Since in order for the Kata to be Zochim for himself, we have to be attacking Zochim on Shalapanav. So then we might as well be attacking that someone else be accepted for him as well. So what does he say? He says, Kidei Letakein Shekatan Katan but against everyone else, and a Hanami Katan Zocheli Atzmo, Aval Rak Midin Zochem La Adam Shelo Bifanav, the In King, Hutzrichu. Letaking lo zechia shlo b'fanav, and that's what it means. Not that since he can't acquire for himself, here letaking zochem shlo b'fanav, because he couldn't be toned for himself until they let him use the rule of zochem shlo b'fanav. And once they let him use the rule of zochem shlo b'fanav, someone else could also be toned for him. An adult has his own das kone. So we don't need the rule of Zachal and Shlo B'Fanav. A kid doesn't have Das Kone. Even if I put in his hand, we have to let the Das Makne work without Das Kone.
once that's true. So we don't put in his hand, we could also put in someone else's hand because his participation is not necessary. That's the chop of the psos. Since even the Zohar La'atmo is based on Zohar, therefore, not they're metakin lo Zohar La'atmo shlo b'fanav because he can't be put on himself. They're metakin Zohar La'atmo shlo b'fanav because without Zochin, he can't be Kona for himself. So they're Mertakin Zochin. That's the Chap of the Ksos. Okay, it's very clever. That only works for the Ksos. Look, are these Rishonim don't hold like the Ksos?
Is that why Zochin Adam was only created for these Ketanim?
After we don't pass like. We pass it as a general concept. Okay, and another way you see it, in other words, is that Katan Eino Zochel Liatzmo Bli Din Zochin LaAdam Shlo B'Fanav.
That would mark according to those who hold that he's Zochin either way.
But that thing in Bava Basra holds the rice is different than everyone else anyway, so it doesn't have to bother us. Okay, right. Next, yes.
If we're, the context of Matana, if you're using Zachin, doesn't normal Zachin require a sleep from Zachin out of the day?
Actually, you got to Mixos. Mixos says no. That Mixos is Rangvin slash we saw the Yadverman Von Basra, who say that if I give you something you don't know you're requiring it, it works in Zachin. So that's that message to Mixos based on the Yadverman. That's the finish. Right? That's not Akasha, my theory. That is my theory. Right? That's not Akasha. That's my finish.
Is he allowed with some sheikahs?
Yes. Okay. Weiter. Now going on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what are the three midos? One is Zochel Atzmo Vein Zochel Achirim when he swerve Zorko, etc. And that's Kineg the Mekhtan Miskadesh Levion, or some Gersos have Miskareshes, right, etc. Pautos Mekhtan 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 Miskareshes Mekhtan Mekhtan some Gersos have Mekhtan Mekhtan. We already discussed that. We didn't yet discuss the third age. Higil Ones Nedarim. What does Ones Nedarim mean? Lich Ora. What's the special rule by Nedarim? Tos already mentioned it. That most dinam a katan can only do chaluyos if he is 13 or she is 12. But what's the rule for Nedarim? Mutla samach leish. If they're within a year, meaning the katan is 12 and the katana is 11, within a year of bar bat mitzvah, and we check them and they understand who they're being noder for and who they're being makdish for, then it's valid. And that might even be d'oraisa for the most deos, I think. So, you know, it's hard to count. That's even a din d'oraisa darshan from the pasuk. Okay, that makes sense. That's a new age. Meaning, we're not bringing the age of bar bat mitzvah because that's too obvious. That's not a mitzvah of a katan. You know, that's everyone knows there's such a good god. So three ages before bar mitzvah. Yimol mitos b'katan. Three ages in katnos. Ukenegdan b'ktana choletzes. And Kenegda Viktana is Choletzes. And here, this obviously makes no sense at first. The way we Paskin Alach HaMais makes no sense, because Ones Nedarim is a year before Bar Bat Mitzvah. But Chalitza, you have to be Bas Mitzvah. Chalitza, you have to be a Gedola. We Paskin Chalitza, you have to be a Gedola. Why? Because it says Ish in the Parsha of Chalitza, right? Kacha Yeaseh Lo Ish Asher Lo Yivnes Beisachim. So that means the Yobam, the Choletz, let's say, has to be a Gadol, and Makshina, Isha Le'esh, the Hekesh, that she also speaks Gdola, that's the way we Paskin. So it doesn't make any sense, Al Pi Pshuto. So something has to give. There are four answers to be shown to what gives. And here we say, what do we say? Onas Nedarim. And here we say, Choletzes. It seems to not work. So we have to figure out how to get it to work. So what are the three answers? One answer is Rashi. What does Rashi say? I'm not going to list the names. I'm going to give the answers because someone has shown them. Just they only give two or three of them. What does Rashi say? Just give the name to someone on the daf. What does Rashi say? That what age are we talking at?
Yeah.
Exactly. We're talking about, says Rashi, says a year before Godless. That's almost the Dara makes perfect sense.
And
this is also a year before Godless. Ah, how could you do Chalitza in a year before Godless? Says Rashi, if, which she usually doesn't. Most people don't. There's no Chazaka. There's a Chazaka of the Rabbah that when someone is 12, a girl is 12, boys 13, they have Shtei Saros. There's no Chazaka, they have Shtei Saros before then. But if they happen to have Shtei Saros, then it would work within a year beforehand, meaning there's two special things about the year beforehand. For Nedarim, nothing with Saros, as long as they understand God, the Neder works. And for everything else in the Torah, if they have Saros, it works. That Rashi doesn't quote the name of that opinion, but that opinion is called, Cholet says, in Evia Siman Vlarmina Shumanin, who? That opinion is called in Maseches Nida. Anyone know what that opinion is called? Hochazman kil acherzman dami, within the last year, is like after, and it counts. Shuma, shuma means literally a mole. You know, if you have a mole, hair can grow out of it. Very common, hair grows out of a mole. And that is not the same reason hair grows anywhere else. I'm sure some scientists could tell me why hair grows out of a mole, but it has nothing to do with the reason hair grows out of the other part, the normal part, the regular body. So he's saying, what are we paskin? Let's say someone is many years before Bar Bat Mitzvah and they have Shtei Saros in the pubic area. Small, meaning, I don't mean it has to be a mole. That's just coincidence for some other reason, nothing to do with physical maturity. Abos, in 1 year, it's not Shumar. That's the opinion. So Rashi, the same year before Godless, if there's Shtei Saros, and if the Manda Omar, Rashi doesn't quote the Manda Omar, lifting us man, which it did in 1 year. Killa Acher's man dummy. There is a Manda Omar that a 10-year-old boy or girl, Shtei Saros doesn't count, Shuma, but a 12-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl counts. Tosa, only question on Rashi is, but Rabba doesn't pass in this way in Mida, which the Rishon point out, by the end of Tosos, he's inadvertently defended Rashi. Because what has he suggested that could inadvertently defend Rashi? That maybe our Girsa should be Rabba, and then it's the Kasha. Okay, so Rashi, Tosos is a little unfair. He says, Rashi's totally wrong. Rabba doesn't pass that way. Well, we don't pass that way. We pass in Shtei Saros doesn't help at all until 12 or 13. Because Tochazman can live things, not Tochazman. But it's not really Kasha and Rashi, because if you're Goris Rabba here, it doesn't have to match the way we pass it. No.
Is this the same mechanism that people use into the sixth hour, like 5
minutes? No, I don't think it's, there's some vague parallel, but I don't think it's actually, I don't think it's relevant. Okay, next Perush, we'll go in order of Tosos. Who comes first in Tosos? Rashbam. What did the Rashbam say? The Rashbam says that, he says, let's do a trick here, right? What's the trick? Not year before Godless to year before Godless, but 12-year-old boy. And what's the parallel? And Tosa says, I don't think this fits in the Lashon. Lashon is so unsubjective, right? He said, 12-year-old girl, and Shalom al Yisrael makes perfect sense. Okay? Just jumping call, what do you think fits in the Lashon? When he's telling us Midos, doesn't have to be Yichidish. He's trying to make a pattern. Not everything there has to be a fish. Okay, Rabbi Natan, the like it was Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says no. He says it means year before Godless. And
the rest here fits in the Lashon of the flood. Because it does.
The question is, what do we connect on? Right?
There's always examples of gals.
But the question is, what does Kinegda mean? Kinegda means same age or same stage. You know, that's what Tomi no mina, Tomi no omina asra. It's really subjective. But what does Rabbi Tam say? Rabbi Tam says, year before Godless. And Rabbi Tam is the only one who says that you could do chalitza if you're a ketana. He says, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds a ketana is choletzis. What's the age for a ketana to be choletzis? So, luckily, Rava himself, may or may not be Rava himself in the end, that what's the age for a ketana to be choletzes? The age for a ketana to be choletzes is, according to one day, younger than that, but according to Rava, onus nedarim, right? Peshitas Rabbi Yossi, aliba, Rava, biktana choletzes, misha higia, leonas nedarim. Okay. Then it's pretty straightforward. There's taka, two special dino bonus nedarim. One, the Alim Dura, one, the Alim. So only these two things depend on onus nedarim, Alpik Zeres Akasov, and that's the Shita Rav Yossi within Rava's interpretation of Rav Yossi. And even though we're not going to throw all the possibilities here, didn't Rava paskin against
Rav Yossi. So, first of all, it's not so pashut. Tosfos says, assumes there that the end of the psak that she needs to say sarah, she needs the gdola, is different rough. Could be that's a different style of art. Could say Rav never passed the answer of Yossi. Or you think Rav passed the answer of Yossi, but here he put Rav Yossi anyway because he liked making patterns. Could say that here it's Rav and not Rav. Okay, enough answers. The Ravid and Walter Rishonim, they all just recycle these answers. Well, you're good enough. It's a technical question. The Ravid gives a fourth technical answer. What does the Ravid say? He has a radical reinterpretation of the word Onas Nedarim. What does he say Onas Nedarim means? Exactly. Onas Nedarim means 13 for a boy, 12, I mean, it's a boy, right? Means 13-year-old boy, you know, as opposed to saying, McKeverson, 12-year-old boy parallel to 11-year-old girl. And here we're saying 12 to 12. And here we're going back and saying 12 to 11. Here we're saying, no, Onas Nedarim means godless. And therefore the parallel is a 12-year-old girl. And then it makes perfect sense why she is homeless, right?
Why do we need to coin a new category, a new idea?
So, first of all,
can I add to that in that it says Kibbutz Midos LaKatan?
Yes. So the main kashya is against it. Oh, it says Katan, now it's not a Katan. It's Kibbutz Midos LaKatan, will become a Gadol, including the modern one. Bidochet, you can get away with it, saying that doctor was not done. So why don't you ask the Dorit Center, why don't you say Godless Becloud? It's a very funny way of saying godless. That's what it seems the Ravid saying. I think the Ravid saying, I'll read you the Ravid on this, says the Ravid.
Because the Nitzel V has saved this
answer. That's not really caught them, right? Right. So just Shilvei Hit Patchot, you could say. What it say, Perish also Zman Shafilo Amru ain't on the Yodel Shame in a darn and brand that their vacation hectish. But he says, not the onus of Darnim that we usually talk about, or that means a year beforehand if they know who they pledge to. It means the Ona when their neder is valid without an intellectual test, or even if they fail the intellectual, even if they fail the IQ test. A 13-year-old boy, meaning Onas Nedarim Legabe Mi Shiks No Makir Vichuli. Someone doesn't know what they're doing. Still, they're 13, they're neder, it's a neder, assuming they're not a shulton. Even if they don't understand religion well, their neder is valid. This seems to be a very dochot shot in Onas Nedarim. Give me a second. Because A, there's no special rule. It's not a special Omer for Nedarim. It's just godless in general. It's not a katan. But the Hagos Maimonides points out, I should have put the Hagos Maimonides on the course, because on the bottom of the Rambam, he ties the Rambam into our sugya. He quotes from Perek HaMakabel, or his Kabel, rather. I meant, that's our Perek. Some people call it Omer, some people call it his Kabel. Most of the Rishonim call it Perek HaKabel, because as Omer HaKabel gets El Ishti, and often the Perek is called not by the first word, but by the first significant word. And HaOmer is too vague, HaKabel is already, that tells you what our Perek is about. Okay, so he says this is Perek HaKabel, says it goes by the Rambam has unique sheet on the Onas Nedarim. It's a bit of a sheet that's yachid. To the best of my knowledge, the Ravid doesn't hold like the Rambam, and he didn't mean this. He just meant something super dogmatic. But the Rambam, it's not even dogmatic, says the Rambam, that there are two dinim of ketanim whose nedarim are valid. Number one, within a year, if you check, etc., and they know what they're doing. But then he says a big chiddush. This is a chiddush found in the Rambam that's not found in the other Rishonim. It's a bit of a shitas yochid. Says the Rambam, Hoel v'higiu l'shnei ha. Let's read a little. The Akher is minus Eshi. Yeah, ben ben yud gimel shanav yom echad. Bas bas yud ben shanav yom echad. The boy is 13. The girl is 12. Even to say we don't understand God so well, it's still valid. Vekdishan hekdesh and dream the darim. The afalp. So far, it's not shaloi v'yishtei saros. Since the Rambam, there's a new rule that the other Rishonim don't talk about. A 12-year-old girl, 13-year-old boy without shtei saros, who's a katan l'nikolator kula, is a gadol l'nyan nedarim. There's two special rules for nedarim. One special rule that if they pass a religion IQ test from 11 and 12.
The other special rule is even if they fail the religion IQ test from 12 and 13 without Saros, they're considered Gdolim for Nedarim. Bezohi, Onas HaNedarim Durim Chalmakom, and Onas HaNedarim, which it says everywhere, does not mean 11 and 12. It means 12 and 13 without Shtei Saros, which is Taka Kiddush, they're a Katan. It's a Mita B'Katan. Onas HaNedarim is Mita B'Katan, 12 and 13 without Shtei Saros is a Katan. But for Nedarim, they count, and that's a Dindoraisa, Holy Gil, Shnei Gdolim. Since they're the years of Gdolim, even though they're not Gdolim, Nidrian Kayanin, Afish Loivis, Yumanavai, Dainlum, Nasu Gdolim, Kol Dover, they're not Gdolim for anything else in the Torah. But Dover is Ami Dibre Torah, and this is Midoraisa, Mofo Samakla Ish. Simple shot of the round, the year before it is only Drabonin. The Doraisa is if they reach the years but don't have Saros. Okay, that's a big finish. Then the Rambam says, of course, if they're Makdish something, and they do Me'ilah, or their note or something, rather than that, they don't get Makdis. They're still Tanit. They can't be punished by Averos, but they're a Nidr style, right? If they're Makdis something, I get Makdis. Even though they get it, they don't, they're still Tanit. So this works very well for the Rambam. And then if that goes my money, he says at the bottom of the Rambam, he says, what does the Rambam mean? Give me a second. What does the Rambam mean? And could it be that our sugya is even one of the reasons behind the Rambam? I'm not going to promise that because this is a very slowly thing, but it could be that our sugya is part of the incentive for why the Rambam came up with the Shita. After all, Onas Nedarim is Katnus, but yet it's the age of Chalitza. So says the Hagos Manish at the bottom, Zo Onas Nedarim Ha'amar B'Perikis Kabel U'Chol Makom. Okay, like Perikis Kabel. So what does the Rambam say? Nifa. The Rambam saying is very passionate that what are we saying? Shnos Godless without Shtei Saros is Katan but Omes Nedarim. That's the Rambam's big finish. And parallel by a girl, Shnos Godless. With Shtei Saros, but it's the same age, it's Toletzes. And therefore, the Rambam said, no, it's talking about Shnos Godless. But Onas Nedarim means they get to the age where even without Saros, their Nedarim are valid in Doraisa because of Onas Nedarim. And that's the same age where if she had Saros, she would be Choletzes.
Two questions. One, what's the source for one of these stages or the simply psychological.
Swerves over Eggers Benobo is either Midoraisa or just a Sibara that they don't do Das, but then they have a Maisa, because they can be said to be holding something, or maybe they have enough Das that it can be supplemented. Or maybe it's a Kanad Rabbanan. The Utos definitely a Kanad Rabbanan. Onas Nedarim is Pashas Adrosh in the Torah that Midash and Mokhla son of the Ish. The word Mokhla is near the word Ish. Even though it seems to be a fire out Drosha, but you know, I'm probably missing the Onas Nedarim. What is the Rambam saying? That At 13 for a boy, it's called Onas Nedarim, even for a katan without Saros. At 12 for a girl, it's the age of Chalitza. For most girls who have Saros, the parallel is not the same stage of physical development. The parallel is just the year, and that's why parallel is just the year. Now, I admit it, it's going to have a little duffel because the katan is really katan, but the kinetic katan is not really katan. You can't say this chalitza without Saros. Impossible. The Rambam, okay, you'd say it's not so mishnah for the Rambam because this without.
Why can't you say that without Saros?
Because it's before the Rambam, you need Saros for Chalitza. Let me say better.
At 14,
is called Onas Nedarim.
12 for a girl is normally the age of chalitza. We're not discussing whether or not they have sabbos. 13 for a boy is called onas nedarim. What's an afkamina? Even if he doesn't have sabbos, it works. It's called onas nedarim whether he has sabbos or not. It's only an afkamina if you don't have sabbos. And 12 for a girl, she does chalitza if she has sabbos, which is a normal case. It's still called onas nedarim. It's called onas nedarim for everyone. Although it's only, you know, there's only an afkamina if there's no Cyrus. If he has Cyrus, there's enough community to onus the dark. But it's not called onus the dark. That age is called onus the dark, according to the Rambam. The word onus the dark means 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl. Even though there's only enough community if you don't have Cyrus. Onus the dark doesn't mean you don't have Cyrus. It means that age. It's putting out that specific factor. So that part is still a little bit
odd. Even at the mention.
Yeah, so because there was something interesting about the katan, therefore we mention the parallel, even though we don't have to.
Same with Rashi. Yeah, you can bring a bunch of other things. Right?
Yeah,
let's. You can be mekadeshes yourself.
Because the mekadeshes herself is not so plushed. She has a father, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, she can. And then you have to say it's only the Rabbanan. According to even the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's a father. She can't. I think because they wanted, you know, they want to be ishus. That's why they bring tana. They're saying non-ishus versus ishus. Okay, yes, that is very interesting. Yes.
Where does he get that?
He gets that really from the it's not so pashut. But he does have Ramazim and Shas. We're not getting into it now. I want to move on.
Why does the Rambam insist on checking the 12-year-old the whole year? Let's check him 12 years in 1 month. He passed the test. Don't bother the next time he does it then.
Because the assumption is that he can have ups and downs. It's not necessarily a linear progression, which is a big chiddush because there's the assumption is there could be ups and downs, not a linear progression. That's a big chiddush in psychology. I haven't asked the psychologist.
There seems to be three things that define like the coffin's development: age, sarat, and this kind of das thing. Do we use like we seem to always defer to age? So once you hit this above 13, then however much of a schmuck you are, you're still considered everything. So, but why are we using age? It seems to be the worst. Is it a critical concern that we're going to test every single kid to know if they're neder? So it's just easier, or there's something inherent in age that. It seems to be the ones that it's linked to the other things.
It's a great question. It's a great question. This really is a function of the fact that we paskin against this Rashi, what's called Tochas Man, Kiliftings Man Dami, that's a Shuma. Basically, we paskin Shei Saros before you hit 12/13. Don't count. And afterwards, something called Chazaka the Rabba, which that almost everyone has, so we usually assume you do. It's really, the finish is that the reason why we only use age nowadays, almost always, is just because people generally have saros and they don't count until that age. The Gemara says the reason they don't count until that age is because it's a mole, which seems strange. Like, what about just diversity of exactly when they reach physical maturity? So that's a very good question, and we're not going to answer it now. Okay, my turn. The last line of the Gemara is... to sell his father's property, if he's an orphan who inherited, he has to be 20. Interestingly, even nowadays, right? Nowadays, what do we say? You're not really mature. You're not really an adult at 13. You know, you can't vote till you're 18, and you can't drink till you're 21, and you can't, et cetera, et cetera. So there is a mucker for that in Shas, that even though at 13 you're responsible for everything, to sell off your inheritance, that until you're 20, we think that you are not mature enough, you don't understand the ways of the business world, and you could easily be taken advantage of by an unscrupulous individual. Here, there's I'm not getting into it. I just want to point out the big machlokas Rishonim, which is already found in Bava Basra and Tosos there. Is it Davka Nichse Aviv or not? Almost all the Rishonim assume. Most of the Rishonim assume Davka Nichse Aviv, meaning the early Rishonim Ashkenaz, the Rebbein Gershom on the side of the page, Rashbam on the side of the page, the Rishonim Sfarad from the Rif and the Rambam down to The later Rishon Esfar, such as the Rit and the Ran and our sugya, and the Rit there, which doesn't get into details here, and the Rambam. Many Rishon Esfar Dafka Nifsei Ovid, Rabbi Tam in Tosos there, and the Piskei Arid and Baba Basra assume it's not Dafka Nifsei Ovid. It's just that notes of the Shlichah, like, how does a Katan have property? He didn't. They assume it's own real estate. Most people, assume it's own karka. Why? Because the Utos when Karn Mekar and then Karn Mekar have been Talalin, right? So it's own karka. How did a Katan have karka if he didn't inherit it from his father? Usually, Katan don't have karka. So, Rabbi Tam and the Rid say Lav Dafka, but most Rishonim say Dafka. Why Dafka? And if they other. Interesting psychological insight. The Ritva here and others say, because if he bought his own karka in business, then he knows the value. When you acquire something through your own hard work, you know its value. When you inherit something, you don't really know its value because he got it for free. If he got it for free, then maybe he'll sell it to someone who jingles some shiny coins in front of him because he doesn't value it properly. But if he got it through his own hard work, then we're not worried it won't value it properly. Okay, things we get for free, we don't value as much as things that we have to work for. Good psychological insight. Lemaisa, there's a famous stira, which is there's this story in Kuftan Hay of Admittance in Baba Basra of Gidel Bar Menashe, of Gidel Bar Menashe in Baba Basra, who he sent to Rava. There's a case there, a 14-year-old girl who knows Tidmasu Mata. She understands business. She's a businesswoman. Mahu, and he says, and it was valid. He says, why 14? Why not 12? Why girl, not boy? He says, go, because it was a real-life question. It wasn't a theoretical question. It actually happened to a 14-year-old girl. Okay, this is a famous theorem. Again, what was the case there? The case there was not just sold to Talplin. Utos, Mekar, 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 Metalplin. Remember, 6 to 10, depending on how smart the Otomar says. Obviously, a 14-year-old girl can sell to Talplin. She must have sold Karka, right? Best of my knowledge. I mean, everybody can sell Karka, except for that one, Gerstach found they rejects, but I haven't seen anyone who said she sold Karka. So hold on a second. If you need to be 20 to sell Karka, how can this 14-year-old girl sell Karka, even if she's Yudas, Betiv, Masa, Umatan? And there are two basic answers to this, to answer the stira. One is the Rashbam and many others. The Rashbam, the Tosos Rid, they quote this from Baal HaHeter. Rashbam and others say, no, you need to be Esrim or Gadol, Biyodeya Bitiv Masa Umatan. It's a choice. Either 20 or have passed the test. I don't mean the formal test that shows you know Tiv Masa Umatan. And that's the ask Gidel Bar Menashe. I understand you need to be 20. But how about until 20? If we see that you know business, is that a valid substitute? He said, you can either be 20 and we don't have to check if you know business, even if you don't know business. At a certain point, just we run out of patience. Or at a certain point, you're not going to get smarter. or 12 or 13, 14 happens to be the exact layer, no business. There are two possible tracks. The Rif and the Rambam and the Ran here and others, based on their Shita, the Rambam could have said this. The Tosfos Ritter, maybe Tom couldn't have said this. They say, no. Karka sheyarash me'aviv, you need to be Esrim. Karka shekana be'atzmo, you need to be yodeya betiv. Masa umatan. Kindle bar, she was not talking about inheritance. And this is the inheritance is dafka. If you hold, there's all sorts of terrorist stuff, but you can use this to answer Gidel Bar Menashe. It's also stupid than Rava himself. Rava says, when he here says something similar to that out there, Rava would answer Gidel Bar Menashe. There's a difference. Gidel Bar Menashe is actually Bar Menashe. You're going to be a gadol, but in addition to being a gadol, you also need to be Yodeya, Betiv, Masa, Matan, that's the opinion of the Ravid here, said the Ravid here. The Ravid here was like the Rashbam. The Ravid here says, oh, what about your day? Okay, we'll put the Ravid here because that's the Ravid in the back on the riff here. And he says, oh, we're not bringing that down because it's not an age. Okay, the third answer is Rav Haigon. The riff quotes Rav Haigon in Bava Basra, but it's very hard to figure out from the riff's quotes exactly what Rav Haigon meant. The Ron here quotes Rav Haigon much more clearly. And you can look up Rav Haigon in Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon said this is all a big misunderstanding. And you really don't need to be 20 to sell Nechsei Aviv. You just need to have Shtei Saros. And what do the Gemara mean about 20? Again, 20 for the Rashbam, 20 was an age of intellectual progression, either 20 or you prove yourself. For the Rif of the Rambam, 20 is an age of intellectual progression. 20 for this. Rav Haigon said it was all a misunderstanding. It just means that halach lemaisa, right? Let's say a kid is, a boy is 13 or a girl is 12. Then there's a chazaka of Rava, it's called chazaka of Rava, that minestam they have shei saros. What if they don't? So the answer is, how do we count a 13-year-old boy for a minion? Maybe he doesn't have shei saros. He probably does. Chazaka that he does, and that's good enough. And what if he's really tough? Rabbanan anyway, they need for a minion. What about for Doraisis? What about for Doraisis? Like, let's say the Kadam is doing Chalitza. So the answer is no, we actually have to give him a physical examination and check if he has Shtei Saros. That's Doraisa, that's more serious. What about Get? I mean, I don't know what the case is. Get would be. Okay. You have to have a weird case. The get would be he did Yibum before he was a Gadol, right? Because if you're not a Gadol, you have to get the Kedushah. He did Yibum before he was a Gadol, which is Kali Munich Kutan. Now he wants to give a get. That's an Indo Raisa. We have to check for Shtei Saros. What about, right? Getting up in Shul and learning Parsha Zohar. That's Dor Raisa. That's not like regular Kriya Satorah. Regular Kriya Satorah is, I have a Parsha Zohar. The answer is, for Parsha Zohar, that's the right, so we don't rely on this Chazaka. Parsha Zohar, we have to give him an exam. The rabbi has to check him for Shtei Saros. Oh, it's a little awkward for the rabbi to have to check him for Shtei Saros. Not to mention nowadays you get arrested. Even in the old days, they didn't do it every day. It's clear that only the last 20 years you get arrested. But even 60 years ago, they still didn't do it. Get arrested. It wasn't it. The answer is, you know what? So we won't learn Parsha Zohar. And that's what it says in the postkin, that the kid can't learn Parsha Zohar until he starts to grow a beard. If he starts to grow a beard, then we know he must have Shtei Saros. Because the beard comes later. It doesn't mean he has to grow a beard. It means he has to shave, right? It doesn't matter if he grows a beard or not. It just matters that there's something wrong there. And that's why Parsha Zohar, or anything else to Oraisa, right, without getting into all the lumbus, the famous dog of Mervava, one of my kids, I forget, was Bar Mitzvah. We made a big Shabbos for the whole family for the Bar Mitzvah, as many people do. And a big, 60-person meal for the whole family. Can I ask now that I'm Bar Mitzvah, can I make Kiddush for everyone? Kiddush is the Raisa. Now, it's whole dog of Mervava, what if you don't wear one, et cetera. Okay, without getting into all the lumbus of the big dog of Mervava and Hilchot's Kiddush, says Kiddush the Raisa said, So I said, yes, you can make kiddush. Now you are meant to, you can make kiddush for everyone on Shabbos morning. The Shabbos morning is different. On Friday night, someone else make kiddush. Okay, says Rav Haigon, he says, you have to check. Until when do you have to check? You have to check for derisas. What's Rav Haigon's kiddush? It says four things you have to check for. The gittin and the chalitza and what else is on the list there? Could be tachomer derabanan. Gittin, kiddushin, chalitza, and miyun. Okay, without getting into all the details, right? And they could all have kulas in some level. Gittin, kiddushin, chalitza, and miyun. You have to check.
says, notice the fifth thing, limb korban nixi oven. Limb korban nixi oven, they were matner, they have to check for saros. Even though to sell other things, to sell metalklin, you don't have to check for saros. But limb korban nixi oven, they have to check for saros. And what we mean by actually that esrin, we mean we have to check for saro. We don't mean there's something special in korban nixi oven. We just mean we're putting it in the category of things you have to check for saros, like the doraisas. We're treating it like a doraisa, meaning with chumrah. You have to check for saros. Until 20, you have to check for saros. 20, you don't have to check for saros anymore. Okay, well, he seems to imply that maybe without saros, after 20, you'd be a gadol. That's going to tell us of stress. Sandra of Haim going, you misunderstood. You never needed to wait till he was 20 if they have saros. 20 just means until 20, you have to check for saros. Right, says Rav Haim going, you don't need Esrim. You don't need Esrim. Just need to check for Saros until 20. But he says all the misunderstanding. People think you need to be 20 to sell. No, just check for Saros until you're 20. But if you have Saros, then you just have to be a derivative masumata.
Not a function of knowledge.
Right, it's just a function of checking just in case they don't have saros. Yeah. Basically, he's ending up, it's just a matter of checking for, saros. Basically, if you're David and Masumat and you have saros, then you don't have to wait until 20. It's only if no one checked your saros, you have to wait until 20.
Just because he's sexually immature, he can still waste his father's urine.
Yes, you also need to be your damnated masumata. He admits that's the Lord asked him. You also need a damnated, basically need saros plus your damnated masumata. And 20 is just when you don't have to check for saros.
The first point I understand that on this permega alimentar, instead of worrying about this extreme case, why do you best to just be, say, have provest and have air and we'll take care of it then?
Because they didn't. Basically, they were choshesh that selling off the father Yerusha is, I guess, something they wanted to minimize, something they wanted to be extra careful about. So they could have, but they decided, Adarabba, to use their hefker bezin and hefker power in the opposite direction, perhaps, and saying you still have to check. Because they were very worried about this. Okay, like,
would this apply to other Yerushas that they get, or only specifically? But I just haven't.
Okay, the Ran here deals with and the Ritfair deals with. The big machlokes Rishonim only the father, everyone else. The Rambam says, well, everyone else. The Rashba, I think, says only the father. It's an interesting machlokes. Like, is it? If the logic is just easy come, easy go, they won't take it seriously because they got it for free, then it should be all Yerushas. So that explains the sheet of all Yerushas. It could be that it's only the father because it's not common to get a Yerusha from anyone else in most of the Shkifa or the Rabbanan. Maybe there's room to say, I haven't found this in Rishonim, that it's not about easy come, easy go. Meaning, why are we more mocked on Yerusha than on his own karka, according to that majority of Rishonim? Right? Yet, according to me, time of the read, it's all karka. Just because karka is serious and complicated. According to the other Rishonim, it's only Yerusha. Why? Because he doesn't know the value of something you get for free. And I give my kids something for free, they don't understand its value. So then it should be only Yerushas. Let's just, you know, it goes around Shkiach the father. Could you say a different derech? I don't know if anyone talks about this in the Sifta, that there only goes around the Yerusha, maybe only the father, not because the kid's likely to get ripped off, but because there's hashkafic value according to the Torah in a kid inheriting his father. That was clearly true in the time of the Chumash, meaning there is Ishal Digla Osos Levei Savosam, there's Yerusha Samatos, the hope of Slapa. The Yerusha Samatos has to stay within the family, maybe even though clearly it's not what they're talking about now. There's no Yerusha Samatos anymore in the time of Mishnah and the Gemara, but still, maybe there's some value to continuing Yakam Al Shem Achim Hames, as it were, to continuing your father's legacy, as it were, and your father's legacy is the Yerusha, the Karka, which was really where someone, don't imagine nowadays real estate investments. Once upon a time, Karka was where someone was rooted. Once upon a time, ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, we grew roots, we struck roots in our Karka. You lived where your father lived, where your grandfather lived, or your great-grandfather lived, or your great-great-grandfather lived and farmed the same field, life was very difficult once. There was no mobility.
And so it could be that there was just Chazal saw some hashkafic importance to a kid not being separated. Again, and there's air on it, as it were. And maybe that would explain why it's only the father. Be some feminine covenant, no other relative. Your heritage, I mean, that's not your legacy. Your father's is your legacy. That could be a different way of understanding it. I haven't found that in the Rishonim, and the Chaim's nodding that he hasn't found it in the Achronim, but then it would explain nicely why it's only the father. It would explain nicely why it's only the father, but again, there's all speculation.
This thinks very nicely to what it says in the Elvis, to Ben Ephraim, there we go. To go out and...
Then you're a businessman.
Very good.
Okay, Biker, you got the board?
No.
Okay. Next Mishnah, says the Mishnah, a Kitan who sends a shtech to Kabbalah, it's not a valid shtech to Kabbalah. It's not a valid get till the husband sends it to her. And remember, we explained earlier that the husband knows that a Kitan can't make shtech to Kabbalah, so therefore he intends to make him a shtech leholacha, right? That was the Gemara earlier in our parak. The Baal could change his mind until it gets her hand, since it's not a chalos gerushin, because she can't make a shliach in Kabbalah. She ain't cut those shliach. There it is. A katan can't make a shliach. But if the father makes a shliach in Kabbalah, and Ratzel Asher, the husband, once he gives the father can make a shliach in Kabbalah. Father is more powerful than the girl herself. And therefore, it's chal as soon as the husband hands it to her. Okay, the finish of this part, the next part of the mission is really not a continuation of this idea. It's a new idea. The finish of this part of the Mishnah is in a katanos shliach, right? A katana cannot make a shliach le kabbalah. Question is why? Here's the Mishnah says in a katanos shliach. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph, I think it is, also says a katan is less of a shlichas until he gets older, right? It says a guy can never make a shliach al pi din Torah. The katan can make a shliach when he gets older. It's clear all over Shas that a katan cannot make a shliach. The Gemara never explains mehiki pesi how we know that a katan cannot make a shliach. The Gemara never explains that. So how do we know that a katan cannot make a shliach? Mehiki pesi that a katan cannot make a shliach. So Rashi, all over Shas, he says it a million different ways, but I think he is consistent in general all over Shas. Could someone summarize Rashi, all over Shas? And basically, I brought in this Makor sheet all the places in Shas where Rashi explains why a katan can't make a shliach. There are other places in Shas, Rashi discusses why a katan can't be a shliach. But that's not our topic right now, so I didn't bring those. But I think it's the only three places he discusses why a katan make a shliach. Can anyone summarize Rashi Shita in three letters? Right? Rashi says, the fish. Like the Mara says, in the beginning of the second paragraph, how do we know there's shlichos? And then from various psukim. Okay? And in all those psukim, it says ish. Have to stretch a little. That's what Rashi says. What does Rashi say in Kiddushin? In Kiddushin, the Gemara says, after all, there were Ketanim who got the land in the days of Yoshua. How did anyone acquire the land for them? There's no shlichos for a katan. And Rashi explains why not. Why do you think it was shlichos they acquired for a katan? Valoin shlichos for a katan. No shlichos for a katan. Why? Or it never says why. It's just too obvious. The gavur b'shilach b'shilcha ish sish b'yikach ish v'no yof b'inan. One of the makoros we learn shlichos from is Gittin. Right? And by Gittin, it says, remember, Vishalach, I mean, Vishilach, which you can read Vishalach as a word, implies the man can make, it's Rem is the man can make a Shliach, and Vishalcha, which you could read as Vishalcha without a Mapike, implies that Rem is the woman can make a Shliach, but it says Ish there. It doesn't say Ish in that pasuk. It says Ish in that part, in that paragraph, right? Ki Yikat Ish Isha, okay. And therefore it has to be an ish. And therefore we see only an ish can make a shliach and not a katan. Okay. How does that apply to females? Rashi is not 100% clear. Rashi not 100% clear, but one could say it'll say isha, or one could say my machina ish. Well, you know, you deal with that.
What would Rambam say about a case of a 13-year-old boy in those
house? No, he's not an ish, for sure not an ish.
In Rashi and Bava Metzia, where it says Katan doesn't have shlichus. Again, I think the two places in Shas that says the words of Katan doesn't have shlichus is our Mishnah and the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph says the chichus of kus of shlichus, but Gadol Ksiv, the Roy Litrom, the Gavik Dish Kedurim Ish Ksiv. Ah, the Gemara there has three Makoros, how we know that there is shlichus. The two main ones are Gittin and Truma. By getting b'shalach b'shelcha, by Truma it says came to rimu gamatem. Gam is, I mean that's a rookie drusher, right? Every gam has to be marv something. Gamatem is gam l'rabba shluchachem. Atem is you, and gamatem is you and your shliach. So we learn shliach from there. It says ish by Truma. Doesn't say ish right there, but it says elsewhere by Truma. Is called ish asher yedbeni botich was Truma si. Okay, and Rashi likes b'matzia daf yud. I guess there's more subjects, but it says the cotton doesn't have shliach. Shlichus says a few places. It says kiks of shlichus being the gittin being the pesach is to be, and right the third marker there is shlita's carbon pesach. It says v'shachtu so kolad asrael, every Jew has to check the carbon pesach. Clearly, every Jew can check the carbon pesach because did you eat a whole sheep? So obviously we have to. It doesn't matter if you can. The Gemara says people chip in for it. The Chumash says people chip in for a sheep, right? The Chumash says everyone chips in for a sheep. They can't all shep it. So I always say, call it, if shepherd them, call it off the Israel. The answer is, because every group sends one guy as a shlif to shep and shlif to come up. So, okay, there also it says ish. Ish, lepi achlota chotu ala seh. There's a couple times ish, right? So Rashi says clearly every parsha will read, of course, shlif will all say ish, some way or another, directly or indirectly. And therefore, it's exeris akasov of ish lema'et katam.
Give the general rule ever, because it seems to be specific in each case. He explains in each case where the pasuk says ish.
No, that is a general rule. Since this is what we learn shlichus to call harkulah from. If we only learn shlichus to call harkulah in these places, I'm not convinced that Tosfos would agree, because let's start with Tosfos and Ksuvos. Fascinating Tosfos and Ksuvos, a very, very difficult intriguing inyan. Ger katan matbilin osal das bezdin. And the Gemara says zochem one of shlo b'funav, right? Okay, there might be some cases where you don't need das bezdin. Nowadays, you know, we're generally machre that we always require das bezdin to be megager ger katan, even though, Rashi sounds like his father, for instance. Okay, Lamaisa, Ger Kot Mafilos Ol Das Bezdin, because Zachlan of Shlova Funav and Tosos is stuck with his sheet that Zachias become Shlichos. That basically means there's Shlichos for a Ger Katan. She says that presents a double problem. It's Mefurish in the Gemara that we darshin. Kain Tarimu Gamatem. Gam is the merav of the shliach, but gam next to atem is also a hekesh. Ma'atem b'nei bris, hafshluchem b'nei bris, just like you are Jewish, only Jews take truma. Likewise, all right, it doesn't matter, even if goyim do take truma, that's shown there. You, atem, means you, you're Jewish. Likewise, gam atem, the shliach has to be Jewish through the hekesh of the gam to the atem. So a goy can't have shlichus, and a katan can't have shlichus, so how does this katan goy have shlichus that we're machlo and dasik? Tosus goes through the whole discussion there in Ksubas, Daf Yud Aleph, and he comes out at the end. He has many different deos, but the day he comes out with at the end, he says very, very fascinatingly, he says maybe the Matzil Meimar de Isli Tzvim in a Torah. Maybe there's a chia midaraisa, maybe shlich midaraisa, but look on God, you know, this guy's putting the straw katan. And you look, it's a guy. It's sort of a gittin yodabam ke'echa kind of thing. He's a guy, but the shlichus is to be machbel him, to make him Jewish. So he's becoming a Jew through the shlichus, and consider him a Jew. Okay, no problem. But I've got a chia midam shlichus, and the shlichus in a Torah, and immediately, but even a katan doesn't have shlichus. And he midaraisa, this the first day, he says, it's only gittin yodabam. Okay, but now he's assuming it's a Gerim 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 Gerim.
You also don't know Gerim
That's a deal. That's a deal. And maybe. But so it says, after this, you have the English Lutheran Torah, you have cotton doesn't have to be Doraisa. How do you mean the Vidor Shish book Tasfoba? When can a cotton not appoint a Shliach Vidoraisa? If it's a little bad for him.
meaning it needs sound judgment because there's a sacrifice involved. There's a weighing risks and benefit, weighing profit and loss. Go mahafresh shuma, so like truma is the original case. Cotton can't make a shlicha for truma. After all, how do you know how much truma he wants to give? He wants to give a 40th, a 50th, a 60th? Maybe he wants to give one grain. So therefore, you need to decide to give us something up. A cotton cannot make a shliach, and he doesn't have thus decide to give something up. That's what he calls ktsas chova. Oshema, you wrote to lahadif, or maybe he wants to give more. Maybe it's a chova to give less truma. After all, you know, we all know hashkafically that, right, what you give to truma, hekdesh, tzedakah, etc., is actually in your bank account upstairs, and what you keep for yourself is actually not in your bank account. So maybe he wants to put more money into his bank account by giving more truma. Right? So either way, whatever you decide, he's losing out on something. And the question is, he has two possibilities. If he can gain an olmah zeh, he can gain an olmah ba'ah, he has to make a judgment. Well, okay. So he's not smart enough to do that. But if this was gomer, if it's a no-brainer, then he can appoint a shliach. He has shlichas. He has a no-brainer, he has shlichas. Now, we're not getting into the other path. Tosfos assumes that Gavrus is a no-brainer and there's no downside. Okay, let's grant Tosfos that assumption that's not our idea now. What is Tosfos saying? A katan can make a shliach if it's a no-brainer, just not if he has to make a judgment call. It sounds from Tosfos that it's gzeiras hakosov. Sounds from Tosfos not gzeiras hakosov ish. If there's a gzeiras hakosov ish, then why would Tosfos say, well, you know, it depends. You know, it depends if it's satskova or not. It's only true with satskova. From Tosfos, sounds like it's not a if all the Gemara never darshens gzeiras hakosov ish. Rashi made it up. The Gemara never said that. So from Tosfos, it sounds like maybe there's no zeros to cost of ish. It's just a svara. Misvara, you need das to appoint a shliach because you have to make a decision. And the katan is not capable of making that decision. So it could be this machlokas, Rashi thinks it's zeros to cost of. Tosos thinks it is a svara. And that would,
fit. Psychological. Like a cotton, when they're eating their own get, then they, wow, this is something happening to me. And a bit like Kinyan Suda, where if I'm just sending someone to a third party, I feel.
It's like, well, if a cotton receives her own get, then she receives a balkarta, right? So it doesn't matter if she decides or not. But to appoint the shliach and a ball would make it easier to receive a get. That is already a race to, you know, weighing the advantages and disadvantages. And then maybe she just doesn't have enough das to make an intelligent decision about that.
It's almost exactly the same. Is it the same as the Yeshua explanation of the Rambam?
Even the Yeshua, not of the Rambam, but when he abandons
the Rambam. When he abandons the Rambam.
When he abandons the Rambam. This sounds like what the Yeshua says at the end. He says, you know what, even now she says that she wants it, but it doesn't really have das, and therefore, even if now she wants it, maybe she doesn't really want it, maybe the next second she doesn't want it, and it's not really valid. And even if she wants it, her deeper doesn't count because the couple doesn't have deeper. I think this is basically where the, it's not clear to me exactly, is he saying this with Tosfos? Is he saying this? I think. But he's saying not with the Rambam. I think this is what the Meir might say. It's just like, it's not a hafka from shlichus. It's just shlichus requires dibur / machshava, and a katan just doesn't have that machshava. I'm not saying it's exactly the same as Tosfos and Ksuvos, but it's the same general direction that it's just a lack of das, not a gzeiras hakosov, something inherent to shlichus. Shlichus is just an example of something that you need to have an intelligent decision, and Cotton doesn't have enough intelligence. Yes?
I mean, why can't he put those with the difference between pointing a shliach and being a shliach for a Cotton? I mean,
I'm talking about appointing a shliach now. But what I will.
I mean, if they are the Cotton, you can be cut with shliach to the Cotton without the Cotton appointing.
Ah! Why didn't Tosfos say that in Ksuvos? And could it be that what Tosfos means in Ksuvos? I didn't want to say that you could, but you're right. Joel was saying maybe what Tosfos means in Ksuvos is that Zechiah is mitam shlichos, but the Ketzos's version of mitam shlichos, that without a minoy, and therefore what they did, he really meant is that a cut is mufkar gamri from minoy shlichos, but is not mufkar from halo shlichos. And it's not really about how much das they have. It's really just about whether you need it, whether it's sachin or whether it's sick. You could say that. I don't think there's a simplest reading Tosa's words, but I admit you could say that. But I think the simplest reading Tosa's words is it's just like the Rebbeinu Shmuel here says in the end. It's just a practical problem. They don't have the das to make this decision. And then Tosa just adds with Rebbeinu Shmuel, but when it's a no-brainer, they I think that does fit. Again, there's a Tosfos on Samach Daled Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaskil, Shani Shtufi Mivos, who deals with the other side of the coin, which is not a katan appointing a shliach, which is our topic, but a katan becoming a shliach. He asked, how can a katan be zocher l'achirim d'oraisa, according to his page, that lefiv of Asi katan zocher l'achirim d'oraisa, right? Remember, that was only his papers, against Rashi here. How can a katan be the shliach? Don't we say atem gam atem? That if the mishaleach has to be a gadol, the shliach has to be a gadol. And what is Tosfos saying there? He says, no, atem gam atem doesn't mean they both have to be gadolim. It just means that the shliach has to be qualified of doing whatever the mishaleach sends him to do. Meaning atem gam atem, if I can do something, I can only send someone else who can do that. Whatever that the thing is. But it's not about godless. Therefore, if you need a gadol to be offered truma, you can't send a katan to be offered truma. If you need a gadol to sell a horse, you can't send a katan to sell a horse. If you need a gadol to do kiddushin, you can't send a katan to do kiddushin. But since you don't need a gadol to be zocha on something to acquire a matana, to be kona matana, therefore you can send a katan to be kona matana. But those also saying there's no zeres hakasav about katnus and gadlus here. It's just a practical point, just a different practical point. The practical point is you can't be a shliach to do something that you couldn't do for yourself, because in order to be a shliach and do something, you need to keep believing from it. So I think that Tosos works well with Shitase. He's avoiding any zeros across of godless and katnos and just viewing it as a practical limitation. And that is the Maskav of the Pnei Yeshua, which I think he's trying to say for Shitas Tosos, although he's not so explicit. So let's say he's not saying this for the Rama, that means for Tosos, not for the Rama, or just for himself. But why a katana eina osa shliach? So says Rabbi, zeres hakasav or katan, right? Our mishnah says katan, zeres hakasav. Ish says Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua in the end for himself. It's just practical. Ain lo da'as le'achlet. He doesn't have enough das to make that decision. Or maybe his dibur is not so significant, which will come from the same place. And therefore, it's all set. But if you don't have to make a decision, then you can.
Which makes it just like subjective and open ended.
Yes.
That's enough to minute between two things.
Yes.
Moses and Stubbish and Stubbish and Stubbish and Stubbish, there's no difference between an appointing a Shliach means it's for government, for garrison, it's for government. And being a Shliach means it's not an issue for sport.
Correct. Correct. I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm just saying it's parallel in that it's not exerus cause, it's a practical way of looking at things. There are two different practical issues. One is a practical issue, do you need a decision? The other is a practical issue, can you do the thing? But I'm saying that definitely, you know, is at least a parallel. Parallel Tosfos here with regard to Katan being a Shliach, he also views it as practical. What's practical? Itza b'dinafshe, right? It's a parallel. You can say different things about appointing a Shliach and being a Shliach, but what he has in common is most of the right of it is you put them all together into one big zeros kosov, seemingly. Tosa, I think, is parallel that when it comes to Katan being a Shliach, just look at practically whether his ability to do things. What does he need to know? To do the halos. When it comes to a Katan appointing a Shliach, practically does he have the ability to do it, which means to really decide that it's Kedai for
him. What's Tosa's problem with Rashi's if? And how does he interpret it? He says it really means the ability.
It's so
to be that.
We don't find with Chazal they made this drush. This is one of the many drushes that Rashi made up, right? What's the most famous drush that Rashi made up? I know it's subjective, but I think there's a right answer. What's the most famous drush and shas that Rashi made up? I bet most of the people in this room don't know the answer because they think it's in the Gemara. Vasisim lo kasher zomam, the lo kasher asa. Kasher zomam lo kasher asa. That's why they already killed the guy, they don't get killed. Right? I'm not going to embarrass you, but raise your hand inside if you thought that was in the Gemara somewhere. Right? Rashi made it up. Rashi made a lot of famous drushes. So Rashi made up the drusha. Why did something that holds me? No. Drushes are very complex. Drushes are very technical. You and I, using our common sense, would not come up with all the drushes of Chazal. They had a lot of very complex algorithms that told them how to make drushes. And Tosus, just, you know, you can't ask Tosus, why didn't you read a Rashi make up a drusha? Tosus thinks, if it's not found in Shas.
Are you saying that the din is not true? The din is true, right? Just not maybe written in that form.
The din is true that Hargu ain't there, right? Whether it's because of Kasher Zaman below Kasher also or not is a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam, who says the din is true from an entirely different angle. And I know that Reb Chaim assumes that Rambam agrees with Rashi, therefore comes up with all kinds of fancy lumdas, but that fancy lumdas is very dachuk, and it can't be true because it's based on Reb Chaim accepting the drasha that Rashi made up, which he shouldn't have done. Okay, but that's not a topic for both sides. Let's go. Anyway, just read the Rambam and you'll see that he does not believe the rule of Kasher Zomam lo Kasher Asa, which answers the famous question they asked. Why does the Rambam hold that if they succeed in giving like Malkus, they get Malkus? What about Kasher Zomam lo Kasher Asa, which Reb Chaim goes to town with? The answer is the Rambam didn't know that Rashi invented that drasha, so he didn't take it into account. Okay, not the din. It's a good question, but it's clearly not a din. It's clearly not a requirement of godliness. It's not exercise. Even if it's a din, it's a din. It's a good question. Is it that you need Issa B'Nafshei according to Tosos because you have to do something and you have to be able to do it for it to count? Or, you know, you're not really doing it, really, if Haleach's doing it. But you can only be his tool for doing it if you're Issa B'Nafshei. But either way, it's not about godless and godless. There's no clear godless and godless. The Ravid, Agav, I know I'm going a little out of order here. The Ravid, who would the Ravid be similar to? Who would the Ravid be similar to? Feel free to shout. Rashi seems to have the majority vote here. Now, majority does not determine in halacha. It's correctness that determines in halacha. So let's see who's right. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid first rails on the Rambam. Zatam ain lo tam v'lo reach, right? He likes to play on words. Tam is lo tam v'lo reach. Ella, atem gam atem the rabba shluch lachem. So far, he's quoting the Gemara. Atem gam atem, the gam is rabba shluch. If you don't believe me, look up in the second pair of Kiddushin at the beginning. Now he adds, Uma atem b'nei das, ashluchem b'nei das. Just like you have to be b'nei das to take off truma, your shliach has to be b'nei das to be a shliach. And to that, the source of shliach, we call it darkula. We learn in all of called darkula, you need to be b'nei das, and your shliach needs to be b'nei das. Nimtza shashliach b'am shaleach. Tzrichli yos b'nei das. He even adds, he inflates appointing the shliach to be the shliach. He takes one big package. They both need to be b'nei das. Now, it doesn't say any of this in Shas. It never says the word ma'atem b'nei das. It never says the word afshluchem b'nei das. It does say ma'atem b'nei bris, afshluchem b'nei bris. The shliach and shaleach have to be Jewish. A goy can't be a shliach and called Tarkula. Even things goy can do, right? A goy can sell a horse, but I can't send a goy to shliach to sell my horse. I'll do that to Xeris HaKasa. The Rambam made up this Xeris HaKasa. You know, whether he's basing himself on the word ish or not, I don't know. But he doesn't say he's basing himself on the word ish. But the Ravid, I think, is clearly going with Rashi. Zeret HaKosov of Atem Bishluchachem B'nei Da'as. Right?
You could close it with B'nei Yeshua, right? I disagree. Why is there gonna Rashi gives no explanation. He's initiation by each case specifically. He's saying B'nei Da'as. He's saying there's something about conceptual about a Da'as, about having it. That's way more clear. Uh-huh, okay. We said the das is a problem. That's why this thing would work.
Okay. And that is a good point. You're saying maybe the right that just means not that you need like a low spinning das. It means that the doing the shlichus or a das in order to execute it. In order for you to accept the shlichus, you need das. So the Ravid is.
It's closer to those. It's hard to imagine.
The Ravid is a little ambiguous, what you're saying. The Ravid is a little ambiguous. One thing the Ravid does say, he said, it's a zir sakasov that atem bishluchachem, or let's say it's a drasha. There's a drasha, need to be bnei das. Is that dome l'rashi, that it's a zir sakasov in the gavra? Or is that more dome l'tosfos, that it's just a drusha, dibainan da'as lehachlit limnos ulehimanos. You need das. Don't think a point of shlech something is without das. A point of shlech something very serious. It's halotu that you need das to do. Okay, I admit, you're right. I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
no, it's a
that's what I think because it says bnei das, not das. I think it's more, you know,
it's a synonym.
I can't prove it. Now, unless you say the two different drushes are not parallel. Right, narrowly that I think he's like Rashi. I can't disprove Yehuda. Narrowly that he's like Rashi for Abi's Tanya, for Yomi's Tanya. Okay, but I'm not going to say Yehuda's impossible. The Rambam is funny. What's funny about the Rambam? Before we get to our case in Hilchos Shluchim, first of all, the Rambam never explains in Hilchos Shluchim why cannot. Right, he doesn't say. He doesn't say it at all. What is the Rambam saying? Hilchos Shluchim, Beis. Osa Adam Shliach Isha Isha Vafilo Ishus Ish Vafilo Eved B'Shifa Hol Him Mini Das V'Yishin Mixas Mitzvos Nasin Shluchim Lamasu Matan Avol Misha Ena Bnei Das V'In Chir Shot V'Katan Ena Nasin Shluchim V'Lo Osin Shliach Echad Katan V'Echad Ktana. If you're not a Ben Das, whether katan or ktana, whether you're being the shliach or the mshalech, you can't. If you're not a ben das, you're excluded. Okay. He doesn't say why. He just says the fact. Right? I think in the contrast, if you look, the previous halacha, ein ha'akom nasa shliach l'dor ben edvar v'olam, v'chein ein yishrol nasa shliach le'akom l'dor ben edvar v'olam, right? You can't make a goy shliach, and goy can't make you a shliach. Shenemar tarim atem gam atem. Here he is quoting the actual drasha. Ma atem bnei bris, ashulchem bnei bris. We didn't call hatar kulo mamashalchem ben bris. I'm called to William shleich ben bris. Right, that's a drasha that the shleich is via ben bris. But through the hekesh, you know the shleich via ben bris. Because we learn called to kulo from truma, you always have to be a ben bris. Ben bris means yes, evidence shifka, even evidence of kananis. But no, today makes us mitzvos. But no, goy. So it's interesting. The hint of the goy.
Is that drush in the Gemara?
That drush is in the Gemara, yes. Yes. So, you know, I don't know. It's, when he came to the guy, he's good. It's like, seriously, that's what guy in my mouth from Shlichos. When it comes to the Katan, he just says, Misha Eino Ben Das can't do it. He does not extend the drush like the Rankin does. He doesn't, you know, he had this drush in the previous Halachi doesn't mention the drasha here. Why? Because he does want to make a new drasha that's not bad in the Gemara. I'm not sure what to say. It might sound for the Rambam like it's just a practical matter. There's midas. It's a smart midas to do it because he doesn't quote any drasha like he does for Goy. You know, the only thing I can say about the Rambam is that it's striking that he quotes a drasha for Goy and not for Katan. Now, on the one hand, it's not so striking. He just quotes what's in Shas and doesn't quote what isn't in Shas, that people say. You know, on the other hand, he feels no need to explain it. He feels no need to like make any parallel to the drasha. So it could be that the Rambam is like you to face. Just you need das. It's a serious thing, which you need das. But it's, I admit, the Rambam is not clear. Maybe this is the Rambam, but without a drasha. No, I don't mean. Right? The Rambam
is not clear. Maybe it's just a svara. It's sort of da'as lahachlit in order to make the decision. Limnos ulihimanos, but I don't really know. Okay. These are the basic shitas in Kotar Kupa. What's strange is that the Rambam in our Mishnah does not match what he says about Kol Tar Kula. I mean, what's strange is not that he doesn't match what the Raivan says about Kol Tar Kula. Okay. No one sold him as an evident reach of the Raivan. What's strange is that he doesn't match what's said, what he says in Kol Tar Kula, because once Rambam said he does one of those peculiar Rambams around, because like the Rambam should have had a slam dunk here. What did it say in our Mishnah? Ina katan osu shliach. It doesn't even say in katana. And that was the in a katan osu shliach, not in a katana. It's really not something specific to our mission. Right? There's already lots of katan osu katana says we're dealing with a klali rule here. And the Rambam held the shluchim should prepare base already wrote the rule, right? Because we have a rule in Kol Tar Kula. What did the Rambam say here? Ha'isha sa'asta shliach be'edem ba'amr lo toli giti. That's our Mishnah. And we don't know why he needs to say this. Even though her chutzer works like a gedola, because shlich kabbala needs to be appointed in front of Edom. Remember, we discussed this? I'm not going to review our discussion then. That which shliach you need to appoint in front of Edom, which you don't. And pretty much all the Rishonim that we saw said at least a shliach kabbalah needs to be appointed in front of Edom. Be'imi Edom al katan she'inu medas gemura, and you can't be mayan on a katan who is not a complete ben das. I mean, until they're das gemura, you can't be mayan on a katan. The Gemara says in many places, Eimi Edom al katan, because a katan shlo b'fan of dummy, and Eimi Edom shlo b'fan now, meaning if I am suing a katan, then, you know, barring, you know, certain exceptional circumstances where we bend the rules, but the normal rules of Kosher Mishpat, if I'm suing a katan, I can't bring any of them to court to be mayed against them, because you can't be mayed unless you face the defendant faces the witnesses, and without das gemura, they're not facing the witnesses.
Is there potential enough committed between these opinions if, like, let's say the mother appoints Shlef Kabbalah to the fact if the mother is supposed to be old enough, he understands what's going on.
She's not a party.
Okay, give me a second. How about Tana? Tan, how do we write that? In Hebrew nowadays, Tana, right? You put the little slash for Katan Tana. How about Tana, Ena Osa, Shlia? Likabal basically says the Raivid, Kimo, they call it Tarkula. Just give me a slip, right? Yeah, give me a slip, Likabala. Says the Rambam, Mipnei, Sha'ain, Me'idin, Al Hakatan, implying, but otherwise, right? But otherwise, she could. So there's two chidushim in the Rambam. I don't think there's any chidushim in the Raivid. To say something's an example, Kol Tar Kula is not a chidush. There's two chidushim in the Rambam. And that's what the Raivid objects to the Rambam twice. What did he say? That tam engel tam lo reach. The answer you gave is stupid. And there's a real answer which is much better. Right? Raivid says two things in the Rambam. Your answer is bad. And you missed the obvious answer. Which is, I don't care if the Rambam darshed the 10 gamma 10, and then the answer of Kol Tar Kula. I might be related.
The Rambam accepts the Yosh.
Ah, okay. But the Rambam himself admits in Elvish Lukhan that it's a ruling Kol Tar
Kula. Yes, but it's not a Yosh.
Okay, but it's not a Drosha, so maybe that's going to be relevant, right? Good. Hold that thought. Now, there's two Chidushim in the Rambam. One, Eimi Edom al Katan. Two, and what's the chiddush of Edom al Katan? Is the chiddush that you need to appoint a shliach the kabbalah in front of Edom? The Rav Rashi didn't agree. Some we've seen agreed that. That's not such a big chiddush. What's the chiddush of the Rambam here?
The finish is that. What do we mean by Aim Eden al Katan? What do we normally? Let me ask you another question. Let's say a Katan owes me money. We say Aim Eden al Katan. You can't sue the Katan. You can't bring the Edim to court, right? The case of Yirmiyah's nephew at the end of Baba Kamba and many other cases. You can't bring the Edim to court to sue him until. What do I have to do then? Wait till he's a gadol and then bring the Edim. Yeah. Whatever the Edim saw, they saw when he was a katan. Doesn't seem to bother anyone. It doesn't matter if they saw it when he was a katan. It just matters when they do the haggadah of the thing, right? Because, Aimi Edim al katan means you can't testify about a katan. Not you can't witness a katan. No one said you can't witness a katan. You just can't testify about a katan. So this is what, this is probably the Ravid's objection. Why did the Ravid say Aimi Edim al katan? Right? Remember, the Ravid doesn't only say, why do you need a fancy schmancy answer when you have a Pashut answer? He could have said that, but he says, your answer is totally wrong, and I have a Pashut answer. Why did the Ravid think the Ravid's answer is totally wrong? Yeah, not just, he has a different answer. He thought his answer was something wrong. Why? L'chorik's Aimi Edim al katan, I can't go to court and testify about a katan. But I can witness something about a katan and testify it when they testify it when they become gadol. Meaning, why not say let her appoint a shliach gadol in front of two edim? No problem. If she ever needs to go to Beis Din to appoint to prove she was divorced after her bat mitzvah, the edim will come and testify. They saw her appoint a shliach gadol. What's the problem? They're not mayed on her now. Again, mayed is a tough word in Hebrew, I admit. Right? Because mayed means both to witness and to testify. Right? But let's use English. They don't have to testify about her, they're just witnessing. Let them testify when she becomes a gadola. What's the problem? Right? That's the sum of why the writer objects.
Maybe they don't have any.
They aren't. Sure, there's no
many. If you assume like a sign that any human does. So God has no God, so there's no, he can't be made by that.
He's just explaining the first one.
Aha, although that is a bit of a circular reasoning, because we know receiving it yet doesn't need Das.
Not required by Shlichus of Kabbalah.
No, that's only by hold by Shlichus.
If you hold it, Shlichus or something, you know, fairly, if you hold the meaning, you'll be filled with Kabbalah these days.
You're making assumptions. Let me just point out a nice tie-in that the Shari Yosher made, stopping the Shari Yosher. He says, we find this is a big machlokas. We're not passing through here. We're doing within the Shita. The Shita most we shown him, whether you're passing like that or not, it's not clear, is that, remember this is in Nitzah Ephraim Karv Apostle, right? The Mishnah, the first part of Makos, Rashi, or wherever it is. Maybe in the Pitzin. If you have a kind of a more than two Edim, and what if Zal Darshan Shine Edim or Shlosha Edim? If it's two Edim, isn't it called Shkan three Edim? But they say, no, it's a drush. Just like there are two Edim and one is possible, then they're no good because you left with one. Like if there's three Edim and one is possible, is no good because his soul infects the whole cat, the whole group. Like if there's 100 Edim and one is possible, they're all possible because the soul of one infects the others. That's what it's all darshan in the mission, the first pair of Mahus. And we seem to paskin, that's only if they come to Beis Din to testify with the psulim. If the psulim were just standing around at the time and witnessing, that's okay. It's only testifying the psulim that's the problem. So now we get to the question of weddings. Yeah. Is it a problem that at the wedding you have lots of proven psulim? Okay, maybe you're very frum. You have no psulim at your wedding, but you have no proven. Okay, most people have at least proven at their wedding, right? What about the fact you have krovim at the wedding? The fact you have the chatzon at the wedding is not a problem. The more there is a drusha, the Baal Dover doesn't passel the other edim. But the Baal Dover's relatives do. So usually at a wedding, you have the father, you have the brother, you have someone's relative there, right? I mean, chatzon or kala have to have a father or a brother or an uncle or a cousin someplace around there, not to mention the fact you might have, you know, people who are Ganavim and Gazlanim and maybe the Yom Shabbos, etc. You never know. So, why isn't that a problem? So the Ritva says it is a problem. Says the Ritva, it's taka a problem. And that's why, yeah, I've never been at a wedding, the cousin has to be Yachid Edim and say, I'm excluding all the possible people from being Edim because taka it is a problem. The Ritva asks himself, but why is it a problem? It's only a problem when they testify. They're not testifying in Beis Din. Says the Ritva, no. If we're talking about Edus Labir Hadavar, the Iker Chalos and Edus Labir Hadavar is when you testify. To prove something is when you testify. So it's only if you testify that it's a problem. Yeah. But in weddings, we're not talking about Edus Labir Hadavar. We're talking about Edus Lakiyam Hadavar, right? The whole Constitution is not Chal without Eden. In which case, their testimony, their Shas Haggadah is right now, or their parents Shas Haggadah right now when they're witnessing the ceremony, because right now is when they're doing something. It's not that it's only so if they testify together. It's that when they do something, normal Edim, when they witness, they don't do anything until they come to court and testify. But Edas, Lakim, Adar, Dar, Shabba, Erba, they're probably never going to come to court to testify. They're doing something by just authorizing, by just creating the Chalos Kedushin now. So the Ritva said, creating the Chalos Kedushin is the equivalent of testifying. Because that's when you're really doing your Edus. You're creating your Chalos Edus. So, now everyone agrees with the Ritva. Says Rosh HaMashgah, who thinks this Rambam holds like that Ritva. We don't know. Rambam doesn't say what he thinks about weddings. But he says, and the Ritva doesn't say what he thinks about this Rambam. But he says, this Rambam holds like the Ritva. What's the Kiddush of the Rambam? The Kiddush of the Rambam is that Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar doesn't just mean like other Rishonim say. You have to have, what do the other Rishonim say? You have to have Edim who could testify in court later. That's the simple shot of Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar. In order for it to be Chal, you have to have Edim who could come and testify later. You have to have potential for Edus later. Says the Ritva, no, it's not just potential for Edus later. The Edim are actually being made now. By standing here, they are creating an Edus of being Mekayim the Dover. They're not just a potential to testify later. That's the fundamental question. When we require Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar, does that mean we require potential Bieber later? Or does that mean they're creating Chalos now? And since they're creating Chalos now, that's why now is when they're doing their Maisa Edus. Now is when they're doing their Haggadah Edus. They're not opening their mouths. But they're doing their Chalos Edus now by making the wedding. And that's why there's a psul of Nemtzeh from Kerb Apostle, and we all are machmir like this with Ritva, because of all weddings. They're Me'ikr to me, need to. I don't want to use the Ritva, but all weddings are machmir like this Ritva. That's why we're Me'yachi and Edim, at least the Chachila. So says Rishimachkov very nicely, the Rambam must be like Ritva. He says, of course, in Dine Mominos, I can witness what a katan does and then wait for her bat mitzvah and then testify about her in court. But that's because not Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar. When it comes to Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar, I'm creating the chalos at the time I witness the event, and therefore I can't create a chalos Edus on a katan, even if I'm not speaking. I can't create a chalos Edus on a katan, and that's why this is possible. So this is, Shemeshkov said very nicely, he says, like the Ritva. In Makos, I think the Ritva is in Makos. Did he say what the Ritva was? It doesn't matter. No, Ritva and Kedushin. Sorry, the Ritva is in Kedushin. Kamo a Ritva. In Kedushin, Sabar, the Edus Lekiyom Hadavar, Eino Efsharos Libirer Bechalos Edus Beasid Ella Halos Edus Bar Ashta Tokiyon Hadover. That Kiyon Hadover is a Halos Edus now, not a potential Halos Edus later, and therefore, since it's a Halos Edus now, you can't have Edus on a you can't have Edus on a katan. I know that's not what Joel wanted to say, but Joel wanted to say, based on the Sof Rav Chaim, it sort of comes out between the lines of the Rav Chaim Hilzi Mahalitza, and the Rav said this explicitly in the name of his grandfather, that the Sof Rav Chaim, the perfect Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar, is this is a very formal way of explaining it. right? Meaning you can't have chalos edus on a katana. Normally, witnessing is not the chalos edus. It's only testifying in Beis Din that's the chalos edus. But a key and a daughter, even the witnessing is the chalos edus. Like the Ritva against both Tosfos and the Rosh there, like the Ritva against what we showed him, that would be a more formal way of reading the Rambam. Joel wants to read this Rambam based on our chayim. Sort of our chayim that the purpose of edus lekima daver is to make you more serious and raise the level of das. And what the Rambam means here is that since the daver shiva erba, you need edus lekima daver, which means you need more das. It's a katan, wasn't a das gemara. Katan is obviously puzzle. It's not so much the edus on the katan as the fact that edus lekima daver means a high level of das, and a katan is incapable of a high level of das. That's what Joel wants to read the Rambam here. It's a bit of a Kiddush. You don't say, what for couple? Kabbalah doesn't get you, doesn't need Das. You know, it's a Darsh Verba. Without saying, no. You think Darsh Verba needs a high level of Das unless there's a Xeris Akasim. It doesn't. By Kabbalah, again, the Xeris Akasim al Karza. By Minor Shlirat, the Kabbalah again, there's no Xeris Akasim. So it reverts the normal rules of Edos Pima Dover. That's what Joel wanted to say. Pachoto, your tear. Good enough. So,
this is a very big, this is a tremendous physics to say that any human has other things.
And, or they're but it's not my finish. It's the Ritva's finish, says Rav Shimon. And I think Rav Shimon's saying, again, Rav Shimon, that seems Rav Chaim. Okay. They both be happy. I'll keep the graph, but I just like, you're reading a lot into, he says, that really, any just Lakim Hadavar really means high level of Das. And all of Dover Sheva Erva requires a high level of Das. Maybe that's a Deacon Das Gemura, until proven otherwise. Okay, and the finish of the Rambam is he's basically trying to say, even though you don't need das for Kabbalah, Kabbalah is a proof you don't need das. But until you do anything, anything to do with Erva, you need a high level of das. And then a cotton doesn't have das, then you don't need Sidur Shimon. Okay, there are two ways. Joel's going to go home very half satisfied here. At least he's the brisker. Tells her, I'm just saying.
I want to say two things. First of all, the time in front of us, in the book of Gershon, says it a little different. He says that basically the point of Shul is Kabbalah is part of the Mice and Gershon. And the Mice and Gershon means human beings. But with respect to the Turkish club, I think what he said is that when the Chalos Eidos, whenever there's a Chalos Eidos, all the demon characters are in supply. And when we any people that Chalos Eidos is the best.
Correct.
You're saying the Chalos Eidos is what they're being the kind of though.
Okay, fair. Amy points out the Rechaim here, though. The Rechaim here doesn't really deal with the question of since when do you need, since when is there any even on Katan to just view something? I thought any even on Katan was just to testify. He's dealing with a different angle. He's saying, who says, he's saying, what's about Chalos Eidos, Raven? Is the Minu Shlichos really part of the Dover Sheva Erva here in and of itself? Or is it just like as part of, as a tonight Girishim part of the Dover Sheva Erva? And, okay. But let's deal with, we only have a few minutes left. Here's the other big fish. First fish, I don't know which is the first or second, it doesn't really matter. Maybe this is the first fish, but it doesn't really matter. Second fish is that, if not, Lule did Eidus Lakiyam Hadavar Tana Paisa Memana Shliach Lekabala. And that's very difficult because we seem to have a rule in Kolotar Kula that a Katan cannot make a Shliach. So how do you defend this Rambam? So let's try to take three ways of defending this Rambam. I know one of them we already said, I think already twice in Spoken Slinger so far. Okay, that's the nature of things. Says the Pnei Yoshua at first. He says, he just takes Tosfos a step further. He says, maybe there's also a rule called Targula. The rule called Targula. After all, Tosfos said that a Katan could be a Shliach and something to do himself.
Just take Tosos one little step further and say, if a katan can be a shliach, if it's something he can do themselves, a katan can appoint a shliach if it's something he can do himself. A katan just can't appoint or become a shliach, appoint or be appointed a shliach, if it's a chalos he can't do himself. But if it's a chalos you can do yourself, then there's no problem with the katan being a shliach. Tosos is on one side of the coin. He's assuming Tosos applies to both sides of the coin. And he says, and I have no
problem. Why? Let's just. One is the Pnei Yoshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua, there is no general rule that katan eino osa shliach. Rather, al pi tosfos on daf samach dalet on the base, katan eino osa shliach. Lasos davar she'eino yachol lasos be'atzmo. If I can't do it, I can't send a shliach to do it. And if I can't do it, I can't do it for someone else. But if a person, if I can do it for myself, I can send a shliach and become a shliach. And therefore, what the one thing that Tana can do, receive her again. You know, Tana can receive her again. Okay, yeah. The ishi to be, whether it's ego, historical, or even oho, kaputos is a technicality at this point. And therefore, there's no such rule. A katan can make a shliach if it's something he could do himself. Okay, that would fit the day in Bar Mitzvah that a katan, someone else would be zocher for a katan. He was a chiyuv on shliach. Shliachos, a katan be zocher for himself. He can make a shliach. A katan can send a shliach to receive a matana because he can do it himself. There are very few things the katan can do himself. The few things the katan can do himself, he can send a shliach to do. That is a great answer. What about the drasha of Ma'atem B'nei Bris, of Shulchem B'nei Bris? What's the drasha? Maybe there's a drasha of Ma'atem B'nei Bris. Whatever you can do, you can send someone else and someone else can do for you. But there is no drasha of B'nei Bris. There is no drasha of Itish. There's just a Sara. No drasha of B'nei Das, no drasha of Itish. Okay, my only problem with this B'nei Yoshua, it's brilliant. That's not what the Rambam says in Shluchim Shubin Perikpeis Halacha Beis. Like the Rambam has a halacha about this, where he had the opportunity to make himself clear. And what does he say there? What he says there is, I'll read it to you. Again. What he says there is, Mi she'eino ben das ve'in chirshad v'kodan eino nasa shliach la'osin shliach. He doesn't say for something they can't do for themselves. So I guess the issue that the Rambam made it sound like it's a general rule. But the Rambam can't was they can't do themselves. I think the Rambam should
do there. So you need to make a shliach for something you can do yourself, but you don't have to look at the going on with anything else. You don't need that, you can do it yourself virtually. That would be like a
yeah, it's a dog.
But all the examples are kids. You can't do it themselves.
The Rambam Shulchan Beshutfin is made because he should have. He should have hinted at it sometimes. He doesn't even hint at it, so I'm not convinced. Okay, give me. I just have 3 minutes. So you'll have to ask some questions later. I'm sorry. The second possible answer is the Ketos. The Ketos is clever again. Okay, the Ketos is sometimes clever. The Ketos is very clever. He says that. Really, for the Rambam, there's a rule. Really is masking to the right. Ma atem b'nei das, afshulchem b'nei das. He's masking to the right. We learned that a katan is excluded from get shkitas karban pesach and truma. Says there's only one problem. We're reading in the wrong order. We're reading the general rule called Targula, and then shliach the Kabbalah and saying, why does the Rambam need a special reason here? Says, no, you're reading the wrong order. Shliach l'kabbalah is not just an example that you read after the klal. We're saying there's a klal, how do we fix it? If we know the klal, why is Shliach l'kabbalah saying weird things? Says it, so we don't know the klal. After all, we only know the klal of shlichus from Gittin. That's the first thing the Marseille is saying, very good enough. How do we know shlichus? Shalach v'shelcha. And he says, you know what? Shalach v'shelcha. The man has to be a gadol to get divorced, but everyone knows a katana can receive her get. So we should learn from Gittin that a katan can actually call it her kula. Except the Rambam says
that really a katana cannot make your slave to receive a get. A katan can't make a slave to give a get, so the katan can't divorce Baklal. A katana can't make a shliach to receive her get because the angels became a governor. Because Amy even like katan. Once a katana can't make a shliach because Amy even like katan, we now know the parsha of the shalom of the shalom is only about gedolim. And then we make a rule that kol tarkula is about gedolim. But you can't say why it's a special reason there's kol tarkula. We only know kol tarkula before when it's shliach is part of Amy even like katan. Because it says vishalka. I mean, the Ilu says vishalka, right? That's not the real right vowels. And until Amy Ibn Makatan, we thought Vishalcha means even a katana, and then we learned Kol Tarkula, even a katana. But once we know Amy Ibn Makatan, we know Vishalcha is only a gedola, and now for Kol Tarkula, we learn gedola. So that's what he says. We only learn the rule of Kol HaTarkula from Gittin. I'm skipping some of the details in this. And if not, or a me'idin al hakatan, then we would say katana is osa shliach lekabala, and therefore katan osa shliach kekola tarkula. But luckily, since not luckily or unluckily, since a me'idin al hakatan, therefore katana. And since Kana Eino Oshlikla never he can write Shlik Meshutin, Katan Eino Ose Shliach Bekola Tarakula. We only know the rule of Kola Tarakula because of Eino Eino Katan. That's the half of the Ketos. Okay, the third answer is we saw it once from the Sefer we quoted from Bush Mordechai. Right? The third answer is. Is that maybe there's something unique about Shlita Kabbalah that's different than Shlita Kol Tarkula. I'm out of time, but luckily I don't have to repeat the whole third answer. What did the Rambam already say? I'll just point out two things. Says the Tzafnas Paneach, he says, maybe the reason why I'm needing is to have minas, not the because Shlita Kabbalah is an exception. Why? Remember the Gemara Daf Kaf Aleph Gittin that says the fathers are Shlita Kabbalah for the girl? We had a lot of analysis of that. Okay, so we see a girl doesn't shlich the kabbalah. Not only that, maybe, and this is what, this is what the Lecha Mishnah deals with at great length. What did the Rambam say? Even though her chater the kabbalah, chater mitam yam mitam shlich is a big sunya. Most people assume chater the kabbalah mitam yam, but the Lecha Mishnah said maybe the Rambam understood, and this is really shock for many ways. The Rambam would see if you look back in your Bavitsi and those where we learned the perfect. We discussed this many years ago, maybe a decade ago, I don't remember. The Ram holds chatzer mitam shliach, or chatzer becomes like a shliach. Hold on, the Avon Mekalimper is a shliach, said the Ragachar. The chatzer Mekalimper is a shliach, said the Lecha Mishnah. And that's what Ram says. Even though a chatzer Mekalimper, what does that mean? We might have had a havamina that it was different here because there's already precedent for shliach, which the shliach was the Kabbalah for a Tana, unlike Kolatar Kuba. So what you can just say that Shlichus LeKabbalah Shani means Shlichus LeKala Torah Kula. And therefore it would have different rules. On the one hand, you could start looking at it as examples, right? Two-pronged approach. You bring examples, such as the Av or the Chatzar, and the Rambam mentions the Chatzar. The Rambam says, why do I have a hafni that would work on the Kol Tarkula? The Rambam says, not because it's a benachshe, like the Bnei Yeshua. Not because we don't know Kol Tarkula until we know here, like Mitzos. Because there's precedent being an exception. And what's the Svara? The Svara is already that the Ravager also says in this little piece. What's the svara? Directly, Master says, "Kiyadu meilu mekabel get bal karcha." Because it's not a regular kind of shlichus. Regular kind of shlichus, and I think it works well if the Rambam is a svara and not a zeres hakasav. Regular kind of shlichus. Oh, I apologize in the middle sense. So late. Regular kind of. I'll piggyback the time. Regular kind of shlichus. A regular kind of shlichus is. I give someone all power to do something on my behalf. I give them some bailus. I give them power to do a maisa. Here, you're not doing a maisa. It's passive. There is no bailus. It's balkarcha. Here, remember the Tosos Rosh and Shitalono Dalamini in Kiddush Nachman Aleph. You need a separate there to God's. This is not regular shlichus. It says maybe unlike the Tosos, it says no, he was shlich the cult of Kula. Shlich the cult of Kula is going to the man again. This is a different kind of shlichus. This is just Yodo Kiyata. It's more like Shlitzer. It's just a regular kind of shlichus. It's a very powerless kind of shlichus. Maybe you need Das to give over power to do something. To just make someone into an extension of your yad, for that you don't need Das, right? The svara is, and that's what Losh Mordechai says very nicely, the svara is that Alpi Masha the Arnu Kfar Eino Shlichos Shel Havarat Samchot. I'm not giving authority. What authority? She has no authority. She has no rights. Din Chadosh Shel, as the Rambam says in Perkei, Yodo Ki Yodo, he says, when he describes how, what a Shlich Gevola is, that it's Yad like my Yad, maybe that new din doesn't need Das. Das is for the record of the Shlich Gevola, giving over authority. I can't delegate authority without Das, and you can't accept authority without Das. Here, there's no authority. No one's deciding to do anything. It's all passive and about Karta. There's no mental act, there's no mental participation, no physical participation. Here, it's just like serious. There should be shlichus in the moment, like the Tosafot Rosh said. Well, we said, yada, like the Rebbe Trevor says here, and that's how much more to explain why we have a having it would work, because Das is only for their Harasapot, for delegating authority, but there's no delegating authority. Who says you need Das? That is the, I think, the shot, the I admit, Rebbe says a fourth shot, and this is not his main point. His main point is all the other interesting things, which we're not going to get into now. He says, and I don't understand what kind of court federal says. It must be a case where there's a chus for her to be forced. And therefore, a katan can make a shliach when it's a chus for him. Which so far I sort of can handle. First of all, that's a big attempt up. Right? But what's funny is that when it's a chus for them, the katan doesn't actually need to make a shliach. Just often let himself upon it automatically. So why do you need Eidos Kepiyam atar? Like, why do you need Eidos if it's a chus? Then the rabbi is going to have to get real in the chak there. I'm surprised that he gets in such the chak, unless I'm missing something big. So I'll leave that to you. I'm not going to put it on the board. And we'll continue with Shem next time. Chaim will ask, where did we get up to? And then the answer is we got up to number three. And next time we will go on in the Gemara. Again, there are some big sugyas coming up, but we're going to speed through the next daf.
Oh, yeah.
And speed through in my turns.
Oh, yeah.
Something like as we go to in my opinion, we're going to go through the Gemara Rashi Tosos until for two more Mishnayos, in addition to finishing the sheet, and then I will send that recourse later. Sorry. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for your patience, and wish.